Well, this bloke's welcome back every day of the week if you tip a winner. Outstanding. Adam Pengelly, fantastic start yesterday. Raid and got the win. Well done, good sir.
Morning, Berkey. I was probably overdue, to be perfectly honest.
No, that's okay. You throw the old adage, you throw enough mud and something's got to stick, but you got the win yesterday, and our listeners will be very pleased. Now, Brenton Avdallah, he kicked clear in the Sydney Premiership.
Yeah, talking about a man in form, Brenton Avdallah is probably the informed jockey in the Sydney riding room at the moment. He's been 7 winners in the last 24 hours over Hawkesbury and Warwick Farm. Obviously, he rode 4 at Hawkesbury on Tuesday, 3 at Warwick Farm yesterday, and he's kicked clear in that New South Wales Premiership. He's a long way clear in that New South Wales Premiership. He's probably almost got that sewn up, but the Metropolitan one's the one that he'll really be gunning for this season. He's 10 or 11 wins clear of Blake Shin already. I know we've got a long way to go. We've still got five and a half months of the season to go, but I just feel that last year when Huey Bowman mowed him down in the last month of the season, it might have been the making of Brenton, because I thought he handled himself really well. I know he sort of felt the weight of the world on his shoulders over the last 4 or 5 weeks when he'd established a lead. He was going for his first senior jockey's title, and Huey managed to reel him in. But I just think the way he handled himself afterwards, and you know, the class he showed in congratulating Huey and said, "That's fine, this will make me a better rider," might have really switched him on and turned the corner for Brenton, because he's in a great position at the moment to try and win that premiership. Obviously, after the Autumn Carnival, some of these jockeys will go to Brisbane. Someone like Huey potentially would go over to the UK to ride Winks at Royal Ascot. He might be out of action for 2 or 3 weeks. So you'd have to suggest that this year is probably going to be Brenton's best chance of trying to claim that senior premiership. And he's got another great book of rides at Randwick this Saturday. And he's also riding Chautauqua in his first barrier trial at Warwick Farm this morning. So things are really heating up for Brenton. He's in good form at the moment. He's in a good frame of mind. I expect him to go on and be really hard to beat in that premiership over the next few months.
I think that's at 9:03, the Chautauqua Barrier Trial. We'll be able to watch that on Sky Racing. So we look forward to that as well, mate. Racing New South Wales, have they signed off over the camera-carrying, microphone-wearing Hugh Bowman on the weekend on Winks?
You've described it pretty well, haven't you, TK? But again, it's come to a decision a bit later this morning. They're going to obviously try to go through logistics and make sure all the insurance is in place and nothing's going to be too much of an issue for Huey. I think it's a great promotion, as I mentioned earlier in the week. I just want to see what Huey sort of says as she's sort of cantering off to the gates after this jump out, and what he's going to say actually during the jump out when he's actually riding and try and get, like, relay that feel to the audiences both on track and at home, what it's actually like to sort of sit on top of a super mare like that. They've actually scheduled this jump out to be in between races 3 and 4 at Randwick on Saturday. So there's a huge gap, about 70 minutes between races 3 and 4, which shows you how seriously they're taking this. It's going to be really something to behold. I reckon if you're there on track on Saturday, I expect probably a few extra people to come through the gates at Randwick to try and check it out. I'm looking forward to it. I just want to see Huey give some commentary. He's pretty laid back, laconic sort of guy, but when he switched on and wanting to give you an insight into what it's like to ride Winks, it'll be fascinating viewing, I'm sure.
And one of the best things I like is when you're up close and personal, like when they stick a camera in the car when they're going around Mount Panorama and you're going down at 180 down the S's type thing. That'll be absolutely outstanding. Now, no Winks for the Apollo, but Addictive Nature is the early favourite.
I know, we always want to see Burke, we want to see Winks at the races, don't we? But I suppose the one blessing if they're not going to the Apollo Stakes is we've got a decent betting race on Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
She would have been $1.10, $1.08, something like that in the Apollo Stakes. Now you can probably have a decent bet in the race. I'm just not quite sure about this market at the moment. I know Addictive Nature was reasonably good in the Expressway Stakes, but I still think he might be a bit of a false favourite in this race. A couple of horses coming out of Carrington Stakes I thought were fantastic first up in Prize Life and an Endless Drama. And I'm just not quite sure the Addictive Nature's really ticked that box against the older horses yet. So I'd expect that market to shuffle around a little bit. But yeah, as I mentioned, without Winks, we've got a serious betting race on Saturday and a couple of nice horses like Inference and coming back to the races. So interesting to see how that plays out. It's going to be a really important point to going towards later in the Autumn Carnival, and a good race to have a bet in, I suggest.
Yeah, Adam, look forward to it. We'll get your thoughts on the Apollo tomorrow.